What's up, everybody? Thanks for pressing play today. In today's episode of Nerd Nostalgia, you're going to catch Irvin, me, doing a quick solo review on a TV Netflix show that I found. It's a little gem, guys. I'm pretty pumped for it. It's a show called Kingdom. No, not the one that you're thinking of. It's actually Kingdom from, I think, 2014. It's about MMA and fighting, but man, this was a hidden gem. I'm super excited to get into it with you guys and discuss some of the dynamics that it has, the different elements of the show, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, y'all know the drill. Please head over to Apple Podcasts, drop that 5-star, tell people about the show. Let's expand our community. Let's expand our friends, guys. Also, another quick thing, I want to give a shout out to Jimmy Jam's Garage Sale. Go look him up on Instagram, Best Mystery Boxes. I recently won a grand prize from him. It was a $40 box. I ended up getting basically like $200 worth of comic books as I won the grand prize. The grand prize was Thor 1, 2, and 4, with some of them being the variant editions, one of them being a Walmart variant edition. So I was super excited, super stoked to win that. I actually won another prize from a different person as well. Won't shout them out just yet because I haven't gotten it, and so I'm waiting to get that. But once I do, I'll give them a shout out as well. So yeah, head over to Jimmy Jam's Garage Sales on Netflix, on Instagram, and check them out. All right, guys, y'all know the drill. Before we get started, here's a quick clip for you to enjoy.
Irvin, this is the sound of Trey and me leaving you a voicemail because you're not on the Zoom call for recording. So fuck you. Oh, shit. I mean, hey, sweet pea. It's a baby.
What's going on, my fellow nostalgians, my fellow nerdy nerd nerds? What's up, guys? Thanks for pressing play today. In today's episode, you already caught it. I'm talking about Kingdom today. It's a solo act. The boys will be back. I'm actually recording with them later on tonight. You know, work, life, things happen. So we wanted to definitely tell you guys that we're back on it. We're about to get everybody, we're getting the band back together. So pretty excited for that. I haven't spoken to them podcast-wise in a few weeks, at least together. I talk to them on a regular basis. So excited for that. Be on the lookout for that episode. Maybe we'll drop it this week. We'll probably drop it next week, just to be realistic with you guys. Again, shout out to Jimmy Jam's Garage Sales. Best mystery boxes in the game. At least, I mean, they're awesome, guys. I don't know what else to tell you. Go check them out if you're into comic books, for sure. But yeah, let's talk about Kingdom. That's why we're here, right? So every once in a while, I'll just, you know, scour through Netflix, and I'll probably spend a good 30 to 45 minutes just looking through titles, kind of watching the first 20, 30 seconds of a show, the trailers, whatever it may be, to see if I can find something that I like. Well, one of the best ways to actually find something is through a recommendation, right? I hadn't gotten any recommendations. Most of the time when I get recommendations, people tell me shows that I've already seen. I watch a lot of TV and movies, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. I've seen a lot of shit in my life. So this show actually caught me so much by surprise. I caught 10 seconds of a clip of one of my favorite actors from the show that I'll describe here in a little bit. On someone's Instagram page. I was like, hey, what show is that? I was like, it's really intriguing. Like the dialogue was very just on point, and it caught my attention. And I asked this girl, actually shout out K Mason Art, also Painted with Lipstick on Instagram. She's a very awesome artist. Definitely check her out. Great cause, even better talent. But she posted something and it caught my interest. I was like, what show is that? She was like, oh, it's Kingdom. I was like, okay, sweet. Let me give that a rip. I went, you know, after scouring through the interwebs on the Netflix, you know, I found the show. I was like, oh, it's on Netflix. Okay, dope. Let me watch it. It hooked me literally within the first few seconds. If you're a fan of MMA, if you're a fan of just shows that discuss and deal with hard topics, you know, things of death, things of fighting, psyches, rape, sex working, like things of that nature, then this might be something that is definitely right up your alley. Right up your alley. So without further ado, let's jump into it, guys. Y'all know the drill. We will go over the production. We'll talk about the cast. the plot, you know, a little bit of summary there. We'll talk about a very iconic or notable or nostalgic, but in this sense it would probably be iconic and notable, scene, theme, whatever it may be from the show. We'll talk about the runtime, where you can watch it, and then finally we'll cap off with ratings and then our overall final thoughts on the show. Okay, let's jump into it. So this show was created by Byron Belasco. He's actually done a few different things like West Side, Without a Trace, Detroit 187, a bunch of stuff. And it was actually his company, his production company, Belasco Productions, that was the one who actually ended up producing this show. Go look up his stuff. He's actually done a bunch of other things. He's co-written, he's written, he's produced. So he's been around. It sounds like he's definitely had his fingers in a few different things. So this isn't the first thing that he's written. This is just one of the many things that have been done. And it was actually on a network that was canceled. It was AT&T's, but it was canceled. It was on a TV network. I believe it was called Audience Network. It closed not too long ago, about May-ish, I want to say, or April, something like that, of 2020. But moving on, let's talk about the cast a little bit. So right off the rip, most of you nerds out there will recognize I wouldn't call him the main protagonist, but he is. A lot of people ended up having been on every single episode, so it's hard to just say that there was one protagonist in this. However, to put it down, I guess it would be him just because it was his gym, right? Essentially, the story is about a owner and, well, anyways, before I jump into that. So the guy's name is Frank Grillo. He's Alvy Kalina, King Kalina, formerly a retired former MMA fighter that now runs his shop called Navy Street. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's been in Billions. He's been in The Purge, Anarchy, a sergeant. The thing that I recognized him, though, was from the Marvel movies, Captain America, Endgame, whatever, all that kind of jazz. He was Brock Rumlow, a.k.a. Crossbones. So if you remember who Crossbones is, that's the person that is playing this role, playing Frank Grillo. Or no, I'm sorry. Frank Grillo is playing Alvy Kalina. So if you know who that is, that's who that is. All right, cool. Moving on. Moving on to a Kylie? I don't know how to fucking pronounce it, and it throws me off with the last name Sanchez, because she looks like a straight white girl. I'm not gonna lie, blonde hair, green eyes, but she's Puerto Rican. Little mixed blood in there too, but nonetheless. So she plays Lisa Prince. That's Alvy Kalina's girlfriend. They run the shop together. Man, I cannot talk, guys. What's going on? Okay. She's been in a bunch of stuff. She's been in The Glades as Callie. She's been in The Purge, Anarchy, as well as Liz, a bunch of other things. Joanna Going, she's been in Mad Men as Arlene, House of Cards. She was the first lady Trisha Walker on that show. And then currently she's Miss Fisher on Interrogation. So pretty cool. Pretty good to know that she's an actress that has a bunch of stuff under her belt. Super beautiful lady, by the way. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that. We'll just stop there. But brunette, she is Alvy Kalina's former wife or ex-wife, kind of wife. You'll see what I'm talking about during the show. And the mother to Nick Jonas's character and Jonathan Tucker's character, Jay. So Jay and Nate Kalina. But before we get there, let's talk about Matt Lauria. He's Ryan Wheeler. He's been in Friday Night Lights as Luke, like Cufferty or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head. In the TV show from Friday Night Lights. He's been in Shaft, he's been in Traitors, Little Birds as Bill, like a bunch of stuff. All right, moving on to Nick Jonas. Everybody knows who, you know, he's a Joe bro. Like, you don't not know who Nick Jonas is. He's actually married to Miss Priya, I forget her last name, Chopra? I think it's Chopra. It's like Priyanka Chopra or something like that. Yeah. You know, I always found it weird that they got married just because it's like a 10-year age gap. And so, I just cultures are going to be different too. I thought that was strange. Not super strange, just the 10-year age gap is probably the bigger thing. You know, cultures clash and mix all the time, you know. That's whatever. But the age gap, that's kind of odd. But I get it. She's super attractive, so I'm not even mad at it. So they're a good-looking couple. They'll produce really good-looking kids probably. But I digress. He is Nate Kalina, Alvy Kalina's son. He's also an MMA fighter, and he goes through a journey of his own, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit. And I might spoil a little bit of things there, but I don't know. We'll see if I do or do not. He's been in Jumanji, Midway. He doesn't have a lot under his belt at the moment, but because he's a Joe bro, he's very famous. You know who he is. Finally, we're going to land with my favorite character played by Jonathan Tucker. We have Jay Kalina. I think he is the most dynamic character, the one that's the most complex, and technically, I would consider him the protagonist of this story, but I don't know. I don't know. People would probably disagree. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I remember him. He was Morgan in that. He's been in Justified as Boone. He was in American Gods as Loki Leismith. That's the name. So if you've never seen or read American Gods, highly recommend it. Get into that. He's actually, this one threw me off. I didn't know this. He's been on Call of Duty as Private First Class Robert Zussman. So that one threw me off. Also, he was in a recent show called Snowfall as, the brother. I can't remember his name. Matt McDonald, maybe. I want to say that's what it is. He's the pilot, but plays a similar role. Not as good. He's also been in Westworld. But Snowfall, if you haven't checked that show out, it's basically about the rise and the rise of crack cocaine and just the dynamics that went kind of behind it. So super interesting show. Definitely highly recommend that one. And then he was Major Craddock on Westworld, which I haven't been keeping up with it, to be honest with you. I got about 3 or 4 episodes into the newest season and I had to stop because I was like, and it's still there. I have HBO and I could watch it. I just have not. Okay, let's move on to the plot and the summary, okay? So the show is basically about an MMA gym owner, Alvi Kalina, former retiree, or I guess a retiree MMA fighter. He was known as Alvi King Kalina, you know, with the K's being a little alliteration there for you. All right, so former MMA fighter, he's now coaching. He basically built his own gym. He coaches fighters out of Navy Street, that's the name of the place, including one of his two sons, Nate. That's what the kind of show kind of begins with. So he runs the gym with his girlfriend, Lisa Price. Let me shift here. So from here, I'm basically giving the very first episode. So from here, they shift to a former fighter getting out of jail, somebody who's friends with the Kalinas, somebody who also had a history with Lisa Price. It's actually her ex-boyfriend who went to jail for beating his father into a paralysis. So I guess he's able to get out within a few years. He used to be a great fighter, feels like he's lost it. He's been through the system, so life is kind of rough now, you know? Alvi sees an opportunity and wants to bring Ryan back into the mix, get him back to fighting. So he starts to make a couple moves to make that happen, right? But with them being a former convict, it makes things a little bit difficult, especially the nature of MMA being aggressive. You know, there's a whole little story arc that kind of goes off of that they don't think that it would be the best thing for him. But they get it done. He starts training. And of course, things get complex because of former ties and all that kind of stuff. Now, Ryan is also friends with Jay Kalina, which is Nate's brother, and Alvi Kalina's, the King's, second son. He's actually the older brother of Nate, right? So as it turns out, Jay was also a fighter, but he deals with alcohol and drug addiction. Boom, boom, boom. These are some of the themes. These are very common themes that go on the entire show. They talk about heroin addiction. They talk about doping. They talk about painkillers, everything, just anything opioid crisis type of stuff they kind of tackle in this, which I think is really, really cool. And I want to say that's why it's such a good show. I think they talk about stuff that isn't very common and, to my knowledge, wasn't something that I would envision elite MMA fighters to do. Granted, this isn't a biography, but it's got to stem from some truth, I would imagine. But it's a really good show, highly recommend it. So Jay is a complex character in the sense that he is a phenomenal fighter, but at the same time, he deals with these addictions, and so his journey is about kind of getting through that and how he gets through that. Or does he? So, moving on with the Kalinas a little bit, we move on to, I guess, Christina Kalina at the time, it would be. I don't know. She is the drug addict and sex worker who often interacts with Jay and Nate, her two sons. She's the former ex-wife, wife of Alvi Kalina. So very, very interesting dynamic that they have there, even just kind of discussing, you know, how prostitutes and the sex addiction, all of that is kind of intertwined in as a sex worker and how she has a pimp and all these kinds of things. So the show is about all of these characters and dealing with life kind of through the lens of MMA fighters. They explore a lot of those hard topics that I was talking about, you know, drugs, addiction, sex, fucking rape, MMA politics, death, being gay in an environment that's not, you know, conducive towards that, coming out, you know, just there's so many things that they discuss. So it really caught me off guard, was not expecting some of these topics. I was thinking, you know, this is just like a fucking fighter movie, fighter show. Everything's going to be fucking happy. Go, you know, like, it's fine. No, not that at all. Very, very, very deep sometimes. Sometimes, yeah, it was just fucking a fun show, but sometimes it got deep. The story revolves around all these characters and just kind of dealing with the topics that I said and those issues. So that's kind of my high-level summary. I don't want to dig too deep into it because I want you guys to experience it. I would highly, highly recommend watching this show. There's a lot of good things about that. So let's kind of transition a little bit. Let's move into the most iconic or notable scene or the most notable parts. So this show has a lot of noteworthy portions to it, right? It's got a lot going for it. It's a really good show, like I've mentioned before. So the training scenes are awesome. The drug scenes, whenever they're fucking either shooting up or just kind of dealing with all of that, like the cocaine and all that kind of stuff, it's very in your face. Those are good. But the fights probably are one of the things that stand out the most to me. They just felt so real. Like, I felt like I was watching an actual MMA fight. It didn't feel like I was watching one of the Rocky movies, which I love those movies, but, you know, those always felt fake to me, you know? And so watching these, because you get attached to the characters, you're like, oh, shit, you know, no, he's in a chokehold. You're like, oh, no, are they going to do this to him? Because what they'll also do, it's not one of those shows where it's the Superman effect, right, where he just fucking goes around and beats the shit out of everybody like nothing. No, they give you some losses and they give you some of that hardship. So you're so immersed and involved with these characters that, much like MMA and your favorite fighters, you're involved, you're in the mix. And so very, very, very realistic fights. And so just watching it, you're enjoying it. I felt like I was watching MMA. Now, this also could be the fact that I have not watched MMA. I have not watched sports in 5 months because of the coronavirus. So please take it with a grain of salt. Maybe if you watch it, you're like, nah, bro, that doesn't look real at all. But I think, you know, I think they do. And I love that shit, so it was pretty cool. But it definitely felt like you were watching a real fight whenever they were having them. A lot of crazy moments in the story. I mean, there's fucking heroin being shot up. Like, there's just a lot of, like, very deep, impactful moments and very sad. But fuck if the last two episodes of the series didn't fucking just absolutely destroy me and throw me off. I mean, they really fucking get your heartstrings with those last two episodes. One of the things that I didn't like was essentially the show runs 10 episodes, 20 episodes, and then 10 episodes, three seasons. It basically aired from 10/8/2014 to 8/2/2017. So about 3 years. And the problem is the first season was really good, but you're like, oh man, it was such a short season at 10 episodes. Well, they made the second one 20 episodes, and then you're like, oh fuck, that's too long, because then things started to get just kind of wonky. And then the third season, I guess they were told that, you know, this is going to be canceled. They wrap everything up, but they wrap it up really quickly, very D&D, you know, Game of Thrones style. We just got to put this shit together. Now, they stick the landing. They fucking stuck the landing. Unlike Game of Thrones, they actually stuck the landing. There's a lot of stuff that was left kind of, you know, open, which sucks, but for the most part, they were able to close a lot of the stories and get the show to where it really needed to be. And like I said, those last two episodes, you're just like, fuck. And then you feel like you're like, I don't know what to do with my life because this show is over now. So it's really good. Highly recommend it. You can actually watch this on Netflix for free if you're subscribed. Highly recommend that. I'm sure you can buy the DVDs online or rent it other places as well. But if you're a Netflix subscriber, you're good to go. Now, the ratings. How did this show do? I was actually really surprised. So I personally really like the show, right? I keep praising it to you guys here. The IMDb rates it at 8.5 out of 10. That's pretty high for a show. Rotten Tomatoes, 80%. Again, another fucking high score. And then TV.com has it at an 8.8 out of 10. But you don't give a fuck about those. You're here to listen to the Nerd Nostalgia Podcast review. You want to know how many fucking Ewoks this lands at. And actually, it's pretty close to all these guys here. I would rate it at a 7.5 out of 9 Ewoks. That translates to about 8.2 stars. But no, we don't do stars around here. We do Ewoks. So I give it a 7.5 Ewoks. It was really good. It's a good show. Definitely worth watching. The episodes are roughly 45 minutes to an hour. Just depends on the episode itself. But you're getting a lot of screen time, you know, a lot of movie time, a lot of TV time. So definitely took me about a full week to watch. And I was pretty much just watching this alone, but also doing other things as well. So the fact that I was able to knock it out in a week, I felt pretty happy with. All right, guys, we're going to do a new little segment here, courtesy of IMDb.com. We're going to give you some fun trivia about the show. I think I want to add this in and try to find trivia on any of the stuff that I end up reviewing in the future. So let's move along to it. Frank Grillo, who plays Alvy, and Wendy Moniz, who plays his lawyer / love interest Roxy, you'll find out who that is down the line, are actually married in real life and have children together. Didn't know that, but felt their chemistry was through the roof whenever they were together, and so very interesting to find that out. Moving on, Matt Lauria and Jonathan Tucker were both cast members of the NBC drama Parenthood in 2010. They were both love interests of Mae Whitman's character, Amber. So, another little interesting factoid there. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more to go. These are all interesting little facts, and then I'll give you my final thoughts of the show. People, we're almost there. Bear with me here. Okay, so while being interviewed by Matt Weiss and Theo Vaughn on the podcast, allegedly, I think, in August 2016, Jonathan Tucker said that he has seen Nick Jonas naked and described Jonas's nude body as being carved from Caria marble and likened it to the aesthetic of ancient Greece. Wow, what a fucking compliment from Jonathan Tucker, Nick Jonas got. Too funny. Talking about Nick Jonas, he actually put on about 15 pounds of pure muscle in order to even be considered for the role for Nate. What a fucking G. And actually, that's something that I noticed. It motivated the shit out of me during this time frame. Because I've been fucking doing two-a-days, guys, trying to get, you know, back into some pristine shape. And this show was just perfectly timed. Like, it's motivated me to work out harder and get me back into, like, kind of that kickboxing type of shape, which I have done in the past and definitely enjoy. So, highly motivated by these motherfuckers because they're all fucking swole, jacked, working hard. You're like, ah, I'm watching a show on TV. All right, let me go knock out some reps real quick. Joe Stevens' character, Joe Daddy, is a coach in multiple episodes and is also the fight coordinator for the series, but he's actually a real UFC fighter and coach in real life, so that was pretty cool. So I think that's why the fights felt so real, why the grappling, everything felt so real. So I think he had a big part in that. So hopefully he has a future in future MMA movies to kind of do that and be able to play that role. Frank Grillo plays an MMA coach. He also played an MMA coach in the movie Warrior. This possibly could have gotten him the role. Kylie Sanchez and Frank Grillo have starred together in both Kingdom and The Purge Anarchy together. I mentioned that earlier. Both of them were in that. Kylie Sanchez is married to Matt Lauria's Friday Night Lights 2006 co-star Zach Guilford. And although Lauria and Guilford did not share many scenes in Friday Night Lights, Guilford also starred in The Purge Anarchy with his wife Sanchez and Frank Grillo. Pretty interesting stuff, guys. Frank Grillo, who plays the main character, MMA trainer Alvy Kalina, and Brian Callen, who plays MMA promoter Garo Kasabian. Funny dude, but that guy, by the way. Previously appeared together in Warrior in 2011, where they played MMA trainer Frank Campagna and MMA commentator, respectively. Frank Grillo and Natalie Martinez were both in cast of End of Watch. So that's cool. Frank Grillo portrays a father who owns an MMA gym whose two sons are also MMA fighters. In Warrior 2011, Grillo portrays an MMA trainer to a son of a different father who has two sons who are MMA fighters. Finally, last one here, Jonathan Tucker, Billy Lush, and Kirk Acevedo all starred in The Black Donnellys in 2007. So a little fucking fun trivia for you guys right there. I always enjoy trivia, trivia nights, all that kind of stuff, so I figured you guys would also as well. Final thoughts. Man, what a great show. I really enjoyed it. It really caught me off surprise, especially with how deep they fucking go with some of these topics, with some of these themes. I definitely wish it was 1 to 2 seasons longer, as I think that there could have been more story to be told, and really there were some things that were left up in the air. You know, who is the ultimate fighter? You'll know what I mean by that. I personally know who it is because it's, you know, my favorite character, but it would definitely left a lot of things unfinished, and I think they have room. So, you know, maybe down the line they'll do it. And kind of pivoting here a little bit, guys, I think that with his performance, that Jay Kalina, played by Jonathan Tucker, I think that character would be wonderful as either a Wally West and or a Reverse Flash. I think he should be considered. If they haven't considered him, I definitely recommend it. His personality is just, it's so out there, and his facial expressions are just so on point, and I think he could do a really good job playing both of those roles, right? He could do either or for sure. That's what I think. But that's it. Ha, great show. If you love MMA, if you love just kind of like a drama series, this is really good. Definitely recommend you watch it. A lot of fun. Great stuff. It'll make you sad. It'll make you sad. It'll make you mad. It'll make you glad. It'll give you all the ads. All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Nerd Nostalgia Podcast. We'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.